Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. 8:46 Central Time on Friday, November 21st. It is time to talk with Pastor Wirth for Creation Club. Good morning, Pastor Wirth.
Good morning, Andy.
Happy Friday to you.
And to you as well.
Thank you. Well, I'm looking forward to our topic today. What do you have for us on Creation Club today?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, the news was all about the Pope making some pronouncements that made it sound like, a brand new idea. The Pope thinks that evolution is fine. Well, actually, as we talked about in a previous episode, it's not actually a new idea for the popes to have the idea that evolution is okay. That is something previous mm-hmm. popes had also said, but it made the news when he said that Pope Francis said that he doesn't see any conflict between the Big Bang and a biblical understanding that God is the creator, because God just created things to evolve. And that was kind of the way he said it. He made some disparaging comments, too, about people who would read Genesis literally and you know, as if God had a magic wand and just magically made it appear. And we talked about that previously, that, you know, how could a person say, you know, if don't you believe that God is almighty? You don't have to be disparaging of a biblical narrative and a straightforward understanding that it's historical narrative that tells us about creation with an almighty God who by his word says, let there be and there was, and instead, you know, belittle it as though it's superstition and poppycock. So that was unfortunate on the part of the Pope as far as I'm concerned. But as we said in that previous episode, if you don't get justification by mm-hmm. grace alone through faith alone, right, when that's the clear teaching of the Bible, then I guess it's not surprising that you don't get creation right either. But here we have Bill Nye, the science guy, coming out with a new book called Undeniable Evolution and the Science of Creation. And so then he's been appearing on the news program network, going around from news program to news program, like CBS this morning. And there, as they interview him about his new book, he is glad that the Pope said what he did, because he says it's about time that the church joins the mainstream. And he goes on to say something that he has said repeatedly, that is, Bill Nye continues to say that he has a great concern for the next generation, for young people. And it's as if he's a crusader or an evangelist for his point of view, because he says, if we raise up a generation who don't understand the fundamental idea of all of life science, then they won't be productive members of society, they won't be able to be critically thinking voters, they won't be able to contribute to society, and so on. So he used to make some pretty sweeping comments. And it strikes me when I read him saying this and saying these things that he does not, there's so many things he doesn't understand. He's a sloppy thinker. He's wildly popular. He's a popularizer of the scientific method and helping people understand scientific concepts. And we don't disagree if he's going to show you how a volcano works or why your pizza dough, why bread dough rises. You know, these are observable scientific things that we Bible-believing people also agree with, you know, that's we use our reason and our senses, and we look at the world around us and figure out how things work. And he's good at explaining things so that school children and others who watch his programs on that kind of thing can have a good understanding of how things work. But where he makes a big mistake is where he thinks that the teaching of evolution is also science and doesn't understand the distinction between observable science and this, which is speculation about the distant past. It's not observable and testable in the same way that things are in the present. And when he then makes evolution, and not only understanding evolution, but belief in evolution as a key thing. And see, that's something that really irks me, because had he been my science teacher in public school, and I did attend public school, we would have had some sparks fly, because it's one thing to say, I can show you, I'm not stupid, I can show you, I understand what you're saying, I'll repeat it back to you, I'll show you, I understand the concept of molecules to man of evolution. I don't have to believe it's true to understand that this is your worldview. And indeed, it is the mainstream worldview in America today. I understand that. but that doesn't mean it's right, and I don't have to believe it in order to be a thinking person, to be a contributing member of society, to be a critically thinking voter, and or to be a scientist who does real science, observable, testable science, who does working science that produces technology, computers and medicine and spaceships and stuff like this. Indeed, there are many Bible-believing Christians who fully understand the theory of evolution and its various ways it's been taught and keeps changing as they teach it. And yet they're real scientists, not only the people at who work at the Creation Museum, not only the people who work for Answers in Genesis. Many of those people have their PhDs in their respective scientific disciplines. But there are other people that have invented spacecraft, the MRI machine, and things like this that believe what the Bible says and believe that the scientific evidence really supports creation and what the Bible teaches about creation, a young earth, and so forth, and not the fairy tale of molecules to man evolution. But Bill Nye is very insistent upon this. And then there was I watched the interview on CBS Evening, CBS This Morning, and he gets a lot of laughter from his comments. But he's very, very adamant that if we don't teach evolution to our kids and make them believe it, that then, you know, civilization as we know it is going to come to an end. And something that really strikes me is I read he also did an interview with Salon magazine, and mm-hmm. that was on November 11th, and I read through all of that, and it was interesting to me how not only did he say that we have to teach evolution to the kids and make them believe it, otherwise you're just not going to get the right answer without it. In other words, he thinks evolution is so essential to teaching science and to understanding science that without evolution, you're not going to get the right answer. That's something you can believe in or not believe in, but it still exists. And then he makes the analogy with gravity. But how many times we've heard this, you know, evolution and gravity are the same thing. No, they're not. Gravity is something you can show repeatedly, right? I throw an apple up, it comes down. But show me evolution. You cannot show, and nobody has shown evolution in the big molecules to man evolution sense. That when they then, here's another sleight of hand and sloppy thinking, when you talk about things that are observable, such as variation within a kind, Darwin's finches being an example of that, or the mutations that take place and you get drug-resistant bacteria, that's a completely different thing when you're talking about variation within a kind, because there's already the opportunity within a certain kind to have variation. And one kind can look like this and one kind look like that. One can have drug resistance, one cannot have drug resistance. But it's still the same thing. The bacteria are still bacteria. They didn't become anything else, and they're not going to become anything else. The finches are still finches. They're not becoming something else, and they're not going to become anything else. And, so the good folks at the Creation Museum and Answers in Genesis repeatedly point out to people variation within a kind is observable and does not contradict what the Bible teaches about creation. Indeed, it ties right in with what God says in Genesis, that everything was commanded to reproduce after its own kind.
Mm-hmm.
But where Nye and the people who are with him make a big mistake is when they extrapolate from that kind of stuff, the changes within a kind that are observable, to what has never been observed, and that is things producing new kinds, which would require the addition of genetic information, and nobody's been able to show how you can do that. How are you going to increase genetic information in order then to create a new kind? So where they didn't have wings before, now they have wings. They didn't have feathers before, now they have feathers. Didn't have an eye before, now you've got an eye. Nobody's been able to show how that could be. It's a matter of blind faith on his part. It's not science. And so it's really unfortunate that he continues in his mad rush to do this. And it's like he's determined before he dies to accomplish this goal of eradicating any teaching of biblical creation in our country and forcing everybody to support and believe in, not just understand, but also to believe in evolution as the truth. And at the end of the article where he was being interviewed by Salon magazine, I found something very fascinating, because it gets to the point where evolution is why we don't believe. Okay, he's got a chapter entitled "Evolution is Why We Don't Believe in Evolution." And it made the interviewers think about our brains compared to animals. They allow us to think deeply about life and worry about death. And then to this, Nye comments about how bad it is that we're going to die. We've got a big brain, and so now we can reflect on the fact that we're going to die, and it's not a good thing. I wonder how he faces death, seriously. I mean, somebody who is clearly agnostic or atheistic and whose worldview excludes God, and he's really adamant about that and very vigorous in making his argument for that all truth is scientific truth and naturalism is the only way to look at things. So then you come basically to the conclusion that there is no heaven, there is no hell, there is no God, there are no angels, no spirit, no soul. You know, what you see is what you get. We live now and then we die, and what? You know, what right. What kind of hope you have? You know, so for him, his mission in life is to, you know, make people believe what he thinks is the only right thing, which is science. And science, in his view, includes a mandatory belief in molecules to man evolution. And that's the only way society is going to be saved. And as an individual, how are you saved? You know, it seems to me that he would be living without any hope of any kind of salvation. The best you can hope for is that you leave the world a better place. So that, he says that repeatedly, both in these interviews and the little snippets from the book that I've read. It's as though you're being a good Boy Scout. You know, mm-hmm. A Boy Scout goes into a national park. Their idea is that they want to leave it better than they found it. You don't want to trash the place. And so he kind of ties his understanding of these things into, let's make the world a better place, leave it a better place than when we found it. So he ties that into a long discussion about belief in climate change. We don't have time to get into all that.
Yeah, today. Just about 20 seconds left, Pastor.
Okay. Well, in the long run, we need to pray for Bill Nye and people like him and be on guard in our own midst that we do not fall into the trap of believing in evolution and then compromising the truth of the Bible. Because when it comes to the fact that we're going to die, there is only one hope, mm-hmm. and that's in Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, who died for us, who rose again, so that we could have eternal life with him. He is our creator and our redeemer. And that's why we spend this time on Friday talking about the Bible versus the theory of evolution, which is really a fairy tale.
Absolutely. Pastor, thanks so much for that truth, and a blessed Thanksgiving a little early to you. We'll reconnect in 2 weeks.
We look forward to it.
God's blessings. Bye now. Coming up in just a little bit, morning prayer right here on Worldwide KFUO.